Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I would say so. And we all kind of expected this coming in. Whitaker has tried to claim executive privilege on conversations between he and the president. Democrats having none of that. They've been trying to push back on him. It's led to a couple of extremely contentious moments and no real answers here today. Democrats wanted to get him in front of the panel before he leaves office. William Barr expected to be voted on next week and sworn in. And they wanted to know about his refusal to recuse himself on the Mueller probe. They wanted to know if he had conversations with the president about the Mueller probe, and they were really digging in on his previous criticisms of the special counsel's probe before he took office.
Yeah, Whitaker kind of on the offensive here a little bit. Tell us about his little exchange with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, earlier.
Yeah, and I think he was trying to make a joke. We'll be generous with that. But at one point, he noted that the chairman's time had run out at 5 minutes, which drew audible gasps from everybody in the room. Nadler's, essentially told him, "I'm the guy who's running the clock here, so I'll answer the questions." But it was a sign that this hearing was going to be contentious. That happened early on, and so far it's lived up to its billing.
Has the committee gotten anything substantive out of Whitaker, or has it mostly just been this cat and mouse game?
No, they've been nitpicking at certain areas. Republicans have been outraged by this. In fact, the ranking member, Doug Collins of Georgia, has repeatedly made points of order saying that the Democrats' questions are outside the scope of the hearing. He's been repeatedly overruled by the Democrats there. Also, they have gotten little things here. They've gotten him to say that, say that he has confidence in Robert Mueller. But in a back and forth with Eric Swalwell of California, he refused to say whether he told the president he had confidence in Robert Mueller. So a lot of nitpicky things that have gone on here today. The Democrats say they're getting information that they need. Republicans say it's a dog and pony show.
CBS's Bill Rakoff on Capitol Hill. Great to talk to you, Bill. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.